Blog Talk Radio.
Got a startle guy, Yoni. It timed out on me.
That's fine. Take a time.
All right. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build a wealthier business and life. And as a volunteer with this phenomenal organization, Better Investing, Yoni McNeil and myself are very excited every week on Wednesday to bring you another episode of Hashtag My Investing Story. Better Investing has created over 5 million opportunities for individuals to learn how to invest with its investment tools. As a 501c nonprofit organization, as volunteers, we are not day traders, we're not stockbrokers, we're not making any kind of stock recommendations. We're here very simply to encourage and direct information to you about investment education. Every week we bring you phenomenal guests, and tonight is no different. Our guest tonight is none other than Ms. Bobby Kincaid. And Iona's going to introduce our guest, and I just ask all of you to put on your seatbelt and buckle up and get ready for another phenomenal ride as we bring to you a volunteer extraordinaire, actually, from this phenomenal organization. Yoni?
Thank you. And, yes, I am excited to I feel blessed, honestly. Let me start with that, to have Bobby Kincaid on. So, Bobby, I'm going to start this process, this show, a little bit different. We usually start by taking you all the way back to your childhood, but you have such a phenomenal story from just when you actually started investing that I actually want to start there. And before I start, let me give you your flowers while you are still living. So you are due some congratulations. Number one, you just became a great-great-grandmother, right?
A great-grandmother.
Oh, sorry. I dated you just
only today. Millennials.
I was adding all of these lineages on you. But a great-grandmother. Funny enough, I met your granddaughter when you decided to come to one of our South Florida chapter CASA classes. And I was like, wait, she looks familiar. And, you know, we talked to each other, and I was really happy that you were there because I knew of you. I would run into you at different banks. And there was a young lady, her name is Cindy, you know, was new to BI. She was a little older, so she was, you know, she needed somebody that could really relate to her and talk to her about how do you start investing in your 40s. And I was so glad that you were there because I was able to introduce the two of you, and you all started from there. So that's the first congratulations. The second congratulations is we as Better Investing just selected you or voted you in as the president of the Bible Board?
Yes.
Okay. And could you tell the people what the Bible Board does for better investing as a whole?
Well, the BIVA board, B-I-V-A, stands for Better Investing Volunteer Advisory Board. And I've been on that board probably since 2000, maybe 2013 or 2014, when Gretchen Hurt, bless her heart, she's passed on now, but she invited me to become a region manager. I already volunteered in other ways for Better Investing, but I became a region manager under her tutoring and under her prodding. And from then, it just grew into other volunteering responsibilities. You know, as a volunteer, just the name volunteer means you don't get paid, or at least your pay is the same it was last year. And because I have such a heart for teaching people how to invest and to do it early, much earlier than I ever did, I feel that that's the key to financial security. As a lot of you may or may not know, I'm pretty dependent on the Lord God, but he will take care of us. But he also gave us a brain and a wherewithal to take the knowledge that we have learned and do something with it. So that was my impetus as well. And so as time went by, I ended up on some committees, the BINC, Better Investing National Convention Planning Meeting Committee. And then it just kind of went from there and there because I have such an interest in everything. And sometimes I just raise my hand too much, perhaps. And finally ended up replacing somebody who was the president due to his death. And he was a great inspiration to me as well. So here I am. Now, just starting out as a president of the BIVA board, I have so many things to learn, but I know I have a lot of support and teachers behind me who basically will end up holding my hand as I progress through this this new endeavor.
Yes, and he interviewed me before I came onto the board, so I felt a great loss because I was excited in that process to work with him. And then shortly thereafter, he passed. So our heart goes to him and his family.
But basically, we are a group of volunteers. The Bible Board is a group of volunteers whose ultimate mission is to help our constituency, to help members, individual members, and investment club members to use the tools that Better Investing offers. They've been around since 1951. We are having our 70th anniversary BINC, and so they have been around even a little bit longer than 70 years. They are tried and true principles that have never let anybody down if they're followed. And I know there's always a risk in investing, but I like to say that if you use the BI tools, it's the safe way to invest because you're going to make money in your investment if you follow those learn how to use those tools to follow when you pick out a stock to buy or sell.
So that's a perfect segue. Let's take you back to when you didn't know better investing. So if you can, if you would like to share actually your age then, talk to us about when you found out that you needed to start investing. What were the circumstances that, you know, put you on the path to start investing and then eventually find better investing?
I worked at a company that had what they called a savings annuity plan. And I actually didn't really, I felt that I didn't have enough extra money to contribute to it. I didn't really know what it was for. And the person, the agent would come to our workplace about every 6 months. And I just never went. So probably at age 46, I probably became aware that that was an option. And I decided to, at the urging of my coworker, I decided to go ahead and attend the meeting. It took about an hour of everybody's time, and time was given to us by the company, so it was no skin off my paycheck. But I ended up signing up for it, and I had no idea the terminology he used. All I knew was that they were going to take money out of my check and put it in this. I knew it was an annuity. I had heard of that. I didn't know what an annuity was, but I knew that somehow they would save up money. And so that's where I was. And I just kind of let it go. Probably once a year I got a statement or so, and I would look at it and, oh, yeah, if I take out of my check, I can see where that's going. But as you know from the concept of compounded interest, which doesn't happen early, about 2 to 3 years later, I opened up a statement, and I actually thought the company that I worked for had made a mistake, because I had money in there that didn't add up to what they were taking out of my check. It was more. And I thought they had made a mistake. And I went to human resources to tell them that I don't want to be responsible for this. I don't have, you better take it back, because I don't want to have to owe you this if it's a mistake. And the human resource director patted me on the shoulder, and she said, "Bobby, you don't know what this is?" And I said, "No." I said, "It's not mine. I don't know whose it is." And she called the agent in, because that was what the agent would do if somebody had a question. So she called him in, and the next day I had a meeting with him, and he began to show me. He said, "This is your money. You do not have to pay it back." And I said, "Well, how did it get there? I didn't put, it doesn't make sense to me." And I was just really dumb about it. I just did not know. And he said, "It is the interest." And I'm thinking, like 3 or 4, back then it was maybe 5% interest that we had in a savings account. I know it's unheard of today, but even at 5% savings, it was more than that. And he told me then about how it compounds, how it grows, and capital gains are there, et cetera, et cetera. And it began to dawn on me, oh, my word, what if am I doing the right thing here? And I know there was other options that I could have chosen, but I was just too dumb to figure out what I should be doing. And I thought to myself, what if I'd have known where I was putting my money, would it be more than what I have now? So I began to research it. I began to look at it. And in the meantime, I had actually changed positions, and a lady in the office brought a magazine, and she laid it on my desk. She said, "Bobby, you might be interested in this." It was a copy of the Better Investing magazine. And I took that home, and I read that thing from cover to cover. And I noticed in the back that the contact person for my area was Betty Sinnock. And so from work, I closed my office door, and I called Betty on the phone, and we talked for an hour and a half. And she put the spark in me to do some more research and to see what this was all about. And she invited me to a chapter meeting. And from there on, I became a chapter volunteer. I worked with the educational seminars and programs that they had. Back then, we'd have to turn people away. We'd have 2,000 signed up. The location where we had these investment fairs was only held like 1,500 people. We had a waiting list. And it was back in the glorious days when investment clubs were just getting off the ground. And I was so happy. I am happy today to have been a part of that. And so I just, of course, as we know, markets come and go. People's interests come and go. News causes people to react differently and to come and go. And so over the years, the chapter's still going. I'm still a chapter volunteer. And I, but I'm, I know all about better investing, and it has helped me turn the corner. And I started with Toolkit 3 and just progressed up through there until the online online tools came on. And so actually, and now I use both. So lots of people. We were talking about Ella Straub earlier being your neighbor, and I have his books. I have different books from Tom O'Hare. I've signed books from Tom O'Hare before he passed. I was able to get my books autographed by him. And Mr. NAIC have books autographed by him. And it's really become a passion of mine. And now I have grandkids. And the grandkids were younger at the time, but when they began to get into high school and college, then I began to kind of talk to them concept. I wrote a couple of PowerPoint presentations on the power of saving. You know, start when the tooth fairy comes and starts leaving money under your pillow. You can teach that concept
of
saving. That's
phenomenal. Most of the questions we usually ask, when is the best time?
Yep.
And to link those two, I think that's beautiful.
Yep. The kids, if they're losing a tooth, they're old enough to understand or to be taught the concept of saving a portion of whatever money they get. And then, of course, you know, grandmas are always so good of giving birthday money and stuff. And so if you start the concept early, they can set aside money and fill that piggy bank, get it all filled. And when it's filled up enough, then they're maybe 7, 8 years old, which is what I did. I took my grandkids to the credit union and signed them up for a savings account. And I would put money in there, their Christmas money or their birthday money or whatever. And I'd put it into their account. Now, they might have not always been saving like they should have, but at least they had a vehicle to put their money in if they chose to. And then as the kids got older in high school and college, I began inviting them over for meals. And we'd sit. I mean, my grandkids just all of a sudden grew up to be people that I could actually talk to, like human beings, you know, like,
yes,
like smart adults.
Overnight. Exactly.
I enjoyed talking with them around the table and stuff. And I began to put a spark. Hopefully the spark began to turn into a flame for them. And now I have several, 3 or 4 grandchildren now that are investing, and they're way beyond me. My grandson just came over Saturdays. He went back to college. And so before he went back, I invited him over for breakfast, and he's sitting at my table, putting a purchase in to, it's not Acorn, it's the other one.
Robinhood.
And oh my, I'm asking about it. And he, you know, I'm telling him that's what young people do now, is use those formats and other formats as well, not just only Robinhood, but there's other formats. And I'm telling him, you know, just be careful. Don't be day trading. You know, he's young and it's okay. He's not married. He's going
excited.
To school.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
excited
he's
about
excited.
It.
Yeah.
And he knows my philosophy about long-term, you know, do your SSG first. In fact, I have a granddaughter that lives in Ohio, and she will send me a text message every now and then. And she said, Grandma, would you do an SSG on this company? Let me know what you think. And and I'll do it, and I'll give her some options, you know. But these kids are young and excited, and so I feel, you know, let them sow their wild oats. They're going to get to the point where long-term is going to become a better term for them, not just, you know,
yeah.
they're in the era of instant gratification. So
exactly.
Let them get that out of their minds, you know. They'll settle down, just like my granddaughter, Bethany. I mean, she's 30 now, and she's settled down.
I love Bethany.
Yeah. She actually now has joined a member. She's a member of one of my online clubs. So
yes,
she
yes.
has settled into, you know, she's not the instant she's not the person that wants instant gratification now. She wants, she sees the benefits of long-term, and her husband gives her the permission, so to speak, or I mean, he trusts her with the money that she's putting into the club. And she, to my delight, has opened up a broker account for Logan, who is my great-grandson. He's only 8 months old.
Okay, eight. Yeah. Okay, I was going to call him 9 months.
Well, 9 months old this month. He'll be 9 months old this month.
Next week.
Next week, exactly. And so she opened up a broker account and has some money in there for him. So I told her, I said, if you set aside a certain amount of money and just leave it in a, you know, a growth account, an ETF, in a broker account, I said, by the time he's 65, he'll be a millionaire. And of course, I used to teach accounting to high school students, and I know that the value of money, that table, the value of money, if you can Google it as well, you can put in
time value of money.
Yeah, yep. I tell them to use 8% because historically the stock market, the Dow Jones, has increased that much every year since 1929, although times it's been higher and times it's been lower. And I think the last couple of 4 years or so, it's been much higher than that. But, you know, I think the average is probably 8 to 10%, if not maybe 11 or 12. But I told him just to use 8% and put in how much you can afford, and it'll tell you how much you're going to be worth at the end of 65. Although I told him to use 67 because that would be the retirement age for them. So
Bobby, we have two questions, and after these two, I'm going to go back to an earlier part of your story.
Okay.
Number one, are your grandkids members of Better Investing yet?
I have one grandchild that is, because she's a member of our club, and our club are required to be BI members.
Okay, excellent. And is she the only one in an investment club? I know they're all investing individually at least,
She's the only one that's in an investment club. The others, I have one in college, and he's not sure what he's going to do or how long he's going to be there. And I understand he probably doesn't want to be tied down with an investment club meeting on a certain night, because you don't know if that night's going to be available or that day's going to be available. So, but he certainly knows about it. And he knows about Better Investing. And I've invited him to, whenever he gets ready, just let me know and he can be a member. Although I told him, I said, I don't want you to live in the states of Missouri or Montana, Minnesota, because I don't want the taxes. I'm treasurer of the club, so I don't want the tax headaches of people in certain states. But
you sound like a club accountant who will dictate where somebody lives. That's automatically, you do the taxes for the group. So
I'm treasurer. I am
treasurer.
Both. I have both investment clubs, and I was actually the treasurer of a third club. So yes, I'm familiar with those accounting or those tax filing issues.
Right. Our next question is, when did you, and you can give us the year, but when did you first join an investment club?
I not only joined it, I formed it back in 1998.
And which one is it? Was it a model club or a regular investment club?
Just a regular investment club. I sent flyers, and I made a poster flyer actually, I went to several people that were members of investment clubs asking if I could join, and nobody had room. Back then, the partnership agreement said they couldn't have maybe more than 12 or 15 or 20 members, and they were all filled up. They had no room. And I went to, was friends with one of them, and I said, "Why, do you know of any at all?" And she said, "No." She said, "Most of them are full." She said, "You know what?" She said, "You ought to start your own club." And I hadn't thought of that. I didn't know I could start my own club. So I began to read about that. And so I made up a flyer And I thought, well, let's just see how many show up. And I put the flyer in everybody's mailbox in my neighborhood. That's over 100 mailboxes. And then I put a note in the paper. I got somebody to put it in their free, like on their community page. And I told them that we're going to be hosting an initial meeting for an investment club. Then I found out later that the SEC might have had problems with that, but it's been 20 some years ago now, so I don't think they're going to come. But anyway, I learned as I went. And so that first meeting, we had about 16 people come to that meeting, and we ended up with 12 that wanted to go through with it. So then we followed up with a second meeting where we came up with our name. And in the meantime, I was contacting Better Investing because I wanted the club to be a BI club. And we selected a broker, and that was in May. We had our second meeting in June, and by July we had our tax ID number, we had our broker account, we had everything that we needed to do, and the people, the 12 that were originally decided to stick with it, were still there, and so we all decided. Signed our partnership agreement as charter members, and we put our money down and deposited it, and it's been going ever since. That was in July of 1998. 2 years later, I formed the second investment club, strictly online people. The partners for that club came from 8 different states, and we did everything by email, and that club was formed in the year 2000. So it has passed its 20-year mark. So both clubs are over 20 years old and still
20
going.
And 22.
Yeah, 20 and 22. Wow. Yes, members have come and gone. Yes, we still have some charter members, but for the most part, we've had almost a complete turnover of people that have fallen in and fallen out. You know, things happen. Life happens. You know, so that's okay. It's they're open. Both are open to members now, and we just go with the flow. As long as you don't live in one of those states.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's the thing. I don't. A lot of people don't realize yet about Better Investing is that. All of our volunteers generally were so ahead of the curve. I mean, you were probably over 50.
I was 54.
Right.
54.
During the tech bubble of 2000, starting an online investment club. I mean, when you put all three of those things together.
Yeah. That was the height of the, I mean, you could, the only way was down, but that's okay. When the tech bubble happened, you were already down, and the only way was up.
Exactly. So, but you needed Better Investing to know what it was.
Yes.
To be able to see through the chaos and take advantage of the value opportunities that were made. Or I like to say, when the market went on sale. We know how to go shopping at the mall
There's
clearance and there's fire sale and there's going out of business sale.
Yep.
But some of us have not yet learned how to translate
it takes your friends and coworkers to keep you from cashing out. You have the support of those investment club members there. Just stick with it. We will do fine. And whereas people that maybe weren't in an investment club or individuals that I knew, they would panic or get scared or something and they would cash out their account. They just didn't realize how much they were missing or going to miss just by sticking with it. Just be patient, stick with it. And I think the 22 years has taught me that. Just stick with it.
And I think what you just added is something we may not speak enough about as Better Investing members, is the power of an informed community.
Mm-hmm.
All of us love community. That's why we're in families. That's why we go to church. That's why we're in organizations.
Right.
However, when it comes to this investing thing, you have to make sure that you are around the right people, knowledgeable, willing to share, know what they're doing, have years of experience. Because exactly what you said, if you are going at it alone, you probably won't last.
Yeah.
If you're around people that don't have proven success, you will lose your shirt along with your money.
Right.
And I just think better investing really provides that for people.
Well, and you have to remember, too, that when we started these clubs, when I started this club, these two clubs, I basically knew nothing. I only read. I only tried to put into practice what I read. The members that came to my table that evening that said they wanted to join, none of us knew anything about it. Yes, we may have had some workplace opportunities to put money and everything, but the Beardstown Ladies' success sparked us. It created the fire in us. And even though we didn't really know what we were doing, we all learned together. We all learned I took a 2-week course. No, I'm sorry. I took an 8-week course on doing an SSG by hand with a ruler and colored pencils. And it just went over my head. I had to take the 8-week course again the second time. And some of it stuck. And by that time, toolkit came along so that, you know, what you were doing by hand could be done on your computer. I remember when toolkit first came out, it would take me like a half hour to do an SSG because I'd have to type in 10 years worth of data.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
but then that started pulling it in. And now I can do an SSG in less than 30 seconds.
Oh, I have coined the 5-minute SSG.
Oh, no.
For beginner investors.
Oh, okay. I'll give you 5 minutes for beginners. But well, after, I see that my granddaughter's on the call. So
we're going to bring her in.
Well,
so
let me tell you. So when she first joined our club and everything, and she bought the toolkit, I mean, she bought the SSG online tools, she wanted to do the core. And I said, well, yes, you can do the core. And I explained the difference between both of them. I said, but I think you'll be better off with the other one. I said, with the other one, you'll get the core.
SSG Plus,
and you will get the core for the information. I said, but you start out with the information one first. Start out with the core first. And she did. And pretty soon she said, Grandma, I want to go to the other one. I like the other one. So I don't know how much time she spent on core. She did take a class at Bink on the core, but I mean, within a week or so, she was done with core. She went right into the plus, and I think that's still what she's using.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of her.
Yes, and Bethany is on, so we're going to bring her on shortly. But you know, just for because a lot of people that are on and listening outside of your supporters, Bobby, are new and beginner investors.
Yep.
And so, you know, just a word from the wise, I will say to anybody, and we've all walked you through this before, but again, please visit betterinvesting.org. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of that homepage screen, you will see the 90-day free trial. If you are not yet a member, please do yourself a favor, invest in yourself by at least trying us out and doing the free trial, because it allows you to test out our tools. It allows you to do exactly what Bobby is saying, try out the SSG, read the magazine. Shout out to Ms. Vaughn, who I spent Saturday on the phone with, walking her through our tools, especially our magazine. The magazine alone is worth the Better Investing Plus membership.
Yep.
In addition to our video learning library, we have so many courses, even our national convention classes, all archived. And last but not least, you have access to me, you have access to Bobby, you have access to Ann McNeil, Howard Johnson, and every other Better Investing volunteer who has upgraded their membership to become volunteers so that we could help serve you, help be of assistance, help help you along your journey as you invest in yourself by investing in your financial education. So go ahead.
And even if you are not a volunteer and just someone out there that happened on to the Better Investing website and became a member, then go to your member page, look up my chapter, and look at the chapter's webpage. That chapter is there for you to utilize. We are there to help you in any way we can. And a lot of people just don't know that that's there. But if they click chapter or my chapter, they will see that there is help out there for them. And we can walk them through. We can do webinars for them. We can do go to meetings for them. We can all kinds of educational things. We can point them to something on the BI website. If they're a member, they have access to it. There's so much on that website that people don't realize is theirs for just going in and looking at it and learning from it.
Absolutely correct. And I'm going to give our home office number, which is 877-275-6242. If you are old school and you want to call somebody, please call our home office. I am not afraid to say that we do take people by the hand because, like Bobby has said, we know how valuable Better Investing is as an organization. We also know how valuable the information and the principles, four principles,
mm-hmm.
basic.
Yes.
But if you stick to it and you allow time to work for you, you will experience one of the greatest miracles called compound interest.
That's right.
And, you know, like Bobby said, one of the things I really liked about her story was when she said, what if I had known what I was doing? What would the amount be if I had actually known what I was doing and picked other options to help my account grow more? And I think that was literally the turning point of her recognizing how important Better Investing was.
Yes. Yes. I can't thank them enough for steering me in the right direction. And now I'm reaping, I was 56 at the time. Now I'm 76. And so I'm reaping the benefits. In my two clubs, I've got a six digit portfolio. And, I don't know if I can do that in 20 years in any other format.
And as I'm going to ask your granddaughter to come on so that she can share a little bit about her experience and what it's like growing up with you as a grandmother and what you invested in her life. So
okay.
And Ione, and later we also want to give a shout out to Dean Yeager too, joining us.
I do see Dean's name on there. I see a lot of people's names I know. So Jackie from one of my I did bookkeeping for their club. So thank you all for joining. I appreciate it. I appreciate the support.
So
Bethany.
Yeah, yes, here's Bethany. And before we get to Bethany, let me just ask one more question for you, Bobby. What has, you know, I mean, it's one thing to find out that you need to start investing. It's another thing to recognize how Better Investing could help you in that journey. What has made you continue to be a Better Investing member?
As a Better Investing member, I continue because I have eight grandkids altogether, and only four of them are kind of doing some sort of investing. I still have a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old that's coming up, and I want them to know as well. Of course, they're both busy. One's seventh grade in high school, and they have other things to do, but I want them to be able to see from their older cousins how it can benefit them. So I still have a job to do with them. I want them to learn because I don't want them to grow up not having an option, not having something to fall back on. Like I said earlier, I know the Lord's going to take care of them, but he gave us a brain and gave us a mind to use that. If you remember the talents story in the Bible, the one that didn't
exactly.
do anything was
that
chided.
Buried it. You know? Yep.
Yep. He was chided by the Lord. The other one got praise. And that's what I want for them. I want them to do well with what they have. And so I still think I have a job to do.
Phenomenal. So right quick, just to give the number of Better Investing, again, it is 877-275-6242, 877-275-6242. If you call, no one answers, please leave a message. They will get back to you. Bethany, welcome. Oh, you're
muted. There she is. Hi.
I was not prepared for this.
No. I was going to say I didn't know she was going to be on.
Me neither.
Surprise!
It's good to see you guys.
I'm genuinely bringing you on, Bethany, mainly because I was telling your grandmother how much of a pleasure it was to meet you when you came to the CASA class. And congratulations on your firstborn.
Thank
and
you.
We'll be having another one soon.
Yes.
I hear.
Yes.
So just talk to us a little bit about you're recently 30, correct?
Yep. I'm about to be 31 this year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What was it like growing up with a grandmother that wasn't or is a Better Investing member? How did you know she was special? How did you know you should listen to her? How did you know you were actually getting advice that maybe your friends were not getting?
Yeah. So, she talked about the bank, the savings account thing. I remember clearly, vividly, the little bank we went to was inside the Walmart. I remember going and setting that up. And, my grandma was always had all this paperwork all over her kitchen, this investment club and that investment club. And, I'd ask my mom, what's an investment club? And, my mom doesn't do investments and stuff, but she tried to explain it to me. And my grandma would always, save your money, save this. If you do this, you can pay for college and yada, yada. And I honestly wish I had listened more. I really kind of just blew my money growing up, And I got to the age, I think I was my first real job out of college. And I was okay, how do these older people retire and go on vacations and go cruising and buy these fancy cars? How are they doing this? And it finally dawned on me, these people are doing something behind the scenes that I'm not doing right now. So my grandparents would spend the winters down in Florida, as you know, where you met her.
Yes.
And
that blew my mind when I found out Bobby was
How do they do this? So I think she would have her little investment, she's on the board and on this board and on that board, and she'd constantly be in meetings and stuff and busy, busy, busy. So finally I was just can I try out one of your meetings and sit in on it? And it all just came to me all at once, I need to do this. And I came home and was telling my husband, I need to do this. I have no retirement account set up. I any money put away for this. And he trusted me, and I went to bank for the first time. 3 months into joining the investment club, I was at bank and sat in the beginner's classes. And now I'm doing SSGs so quickly. I mean, not as quick as some of you guys, but to me, it's it used to take me 30 minutes to do an SSG, and now it's 5-10 minutes to do one, But
so your wake up call was when you were 25? How old were you?
Yeah, I was married, so I was probably 26 or 27. And I wish I'd started sooner, but
all you got is now.
Yeah.
And so what I love about what you're sharing is that when you finally decided, how do they get there?
Yeah.
Is this what they're doing? oh, I need to do this, and I need to do it now. The fact that you didn't really wait, because I know some people that can kind of come into this, be introduced to better investing, be introduced to investing, period, and they're still on the fence about it. And I think it may be because they don't have a clear vision of what they want their life to be like, you know, because if you really knew how the value of your money now, you would be making different and better decisions if you know where you want to go.
Yeah, and I also think maybe some people don't have support. You know, like my grandma's always been in the back corner, and like, you know, knowing someone else is doing this, it kind of gives you the confidence to do it yourself. And I'm looking into, like, I haven't really been investing. I've been investing in the club, but I want to look more into investing, like, on my own. And I feel confident in that now, whereas before I was scared to death, you know, like, I need the club to, like, solidify my decisions. And but now I'm feeling a little bit more like I can do this on my own. And I'm also, you know, have an account for my son, a brokerage account. So I forget what it's called, but where I'm putting money aside for him. So
I think that's beautiful. And I thank you so much for sharing the beginner investor perspective, because we all have to start somewhere. And I think sometimes we can be overwhelmed. It kind of exactly what you said, if we're not connected to other people that we know that are doing this thing or on this path, we may not get the encouragement or the support that we need. So as a beginner investor, was your very first thing to join a Better Investing Investment Club? Was that your first start, or did you start with a retirement account, or what was kind of your first move?
My first thing was joining the investment club. And now since then, I've opened up my own retirement account and one for my son as well, like I said. And I kind of manage my husband's 401k, but really haven't done as much in that as I want to. So, and trying to teach him too.
and the other thing I want to ask you too is, many beginner investors are afraid of the SSG. What got you into the rhythm of doing it? How consistently were you doing it? Just to give people a sense of what you were doing to now actually say, maybe 3 years in, hey, I'm proficient in it and I'm comfortable doing it and I do it quicker. How did you kind of start that process?
Well, what really, really helped was Bink. I got in there with Ken Kubula, and they give you the little, you print out like the PowerPoint stuff. And I have the little folder, my grandma's seen it, and I pull punched all the papers. And literally every time I do an SSG, I would literally open that folder and like do everything that it says. Cause I couldn't do it on my own. I had to go by the guide, you know? But now I'm finding that I'm looking at that less and less, and like sometimes I won't even look at it at all. We do SSGs periodically in our club. So we like are each assigned companies where we, you know, they're kind of like our pet, and we watch them. And every time the report comes out, we do a report. Actually, I have two or three I have to report on this Friday in our club, so I need to get on that. But so, you know, once every quarter we're looking at companies, and then I'm like, I heard you mention the website, you know, Better Investing has lots of like resources, and you can listen to the ticker talks. Like, you might not be able to join for the live portion, but it's up there on the archives. And I try to go back and listen to ticker talks, because you get so many like ideas for your watch list. And that's a struggle for me, is like, where do you start? There's all these companies and all these tickers, and how do you know what's going to be a good company? And just having tickers constantly be writing down in my phone, in my phone notes, and just checking them every once in a while. I'm not perfect, but that is something I'm trying to work on. So,
and one last question I have, and this is from Ann Newman out of Georgia. She wants to know, what was your impression of Bink, especially when you went, I think it must have been 2 years ago, was it Chicago?
Yeah, it was in Chicago. Yep.
Okay.
So 2019. Yeah, it was great. Everyone was really friendly. You know, my grandma's like on the board of directors or whatever, some fancy thing. So like that was cool meeting everyone, and like I learned a lot from Bink, and just like everyone was so helpful. Like even if they weren't on staff, you know, by Better Investing on staff, they would like sit and like you and just encourage you. And, you know, like I wish I would have started when I was your age. I got a lot of that. Which is, you know, it's like, well, I guess I'm like ahead of the game here, even though I think I'm behind.
Exactly.
So, and definitely if you're a beginner, like don't skip the beginner course. Like I would probably, if I had to go to Bink again, I might do it again. Just
exactly.
Like
really exactly.
Good, really good course. Yeah. So if you're a beginner, definitely go to the beginner's course. And everyone was just so friendly, and it was just fun. I wish I could do it again. I don't know if I'll be able to do it again this year or any other year, but I'm glad I went when I did. So, and if you go before you're 30, you get like really deep discount too. So, I forget what it is now, maybe like half off or something like that. I can't remember. So yeah, it's a good deal.
Yes. If you go before you're 30, it's a tremendous savings. It is half off for students.
Whoa.
Up to age 30, yeah.
Yes, I did not know about that. I will publicize that. Thank you.
I won't say half off, but it's a very, very, it's a very deep discount, and it never changes. It's been that for the last 2 or 3 years, 4 years, 5 years that I can remember.
Wow, phenomenal.
Now, I just have to jump in here because if everybody could see Bobby's face, as Bethany is talking, you are expressing why. And this is such an emotional moment. I did not want to go past it because I'm about to tear up listening to Bethany, remembering Ione at age 9, 10, 11, 12, and being on this journey as a mother and a grandmother. There's no better joy and pleasure except for what we talked about, Bobby, our salvation, okay? Mm-hmm. There's no better honor as a Better Investing member that we can have as parents and or grandparents than to know everything you work for and every hour you serve. If you don't wake up tomorrow, and I'm talking now to the volunteers that will hear this, if you don't wake up tomorrow and you have invested in your family and shared with them the power and the gift of Better Investing, you don't have to worry about what you leave and living and leaving a legacy and living a life of significance in your family. This is what it looks like. Our families, our two families here, and this is a first for us. But I just wanted to make sure, Ione, and thank you, Bobby, and thank you, Bethany, because this is why we do this, and this is why this program was created. My investing story, Ione's investing story, Bobby and Bethany's investing story, every single one of us have our own journey as we hashtag my investing story. But imagine my family's investing story. So we are the volunteers, and this is a new age, and it's a new time, and it's a new platform for sharing with the world a gift that Better Investing through NAIC has shared with us. As volunteers, we're sharing with all of you. So I'm going to turn back over to Ione, but I am just so encouraged, and I'm so moved, and I have my tissue here, and so I'm going to go back and take the cameras off of us because, Bobby, I am so humbled by your expression, watching and listening to your granddaughter. And so, you know, again, I thank all of you for sharing with us tonight and all of you for listening in, and we will be here. If you have any questions, please let us hear from you. And I, like Ione said, go to Better Investing and become a a member for free for 90 days, and she's going to give you the details. But also, this podcast will be all over the world. And so we have given the phone number, and we know that, you know, we're all volunteers and we're here for you. And Bethany, you are just such a gem, and I'm so glad to see both of you and at the same time sharing the benefits and the gifts of Better Investing. So thank you. Back to you, Ayumi.
Thank you. I'm going to, Bethany, if you have your any last words, any words of encouragement that you would like to give to new, beginner, even young investors, and then after you, then we'll let Bobby have the last word.
Well, I would just say just jump in. Don't just, you know, walk in the pool on the stairs. Just get in the deep end. And, I mean, you can fake it till you make it, right? I mean, don't be scared. Just jump in and find a club either online, since, you know, of COVID and all that, it's actually easier. And it's easier as a new mom, too, to be online and not have to go somewhere. I can put him down for a nap so just find a club or find someone that you can trust or you know, can call any of these people on this call and give advice. And so don't be scared.
What's the power of joining Better Investing as a young person under 30?
That's a good question. Just feeling like I'm young and I've got time and, you know, I'm making wise decisions about my money and I'm not just spending it on, you know, my grandma, she gave me Christmas money and I was like, what should I do with that? And my grandma, she came down to Florida for Christmas this year and she's like, well, you didn't have it before, so why don't you just invest it? It's not like you'll miss it. So, you know, making decisions like that where it's like, well, I really don't know what to spend my money on, so I'm just going to invest it and put it away. And then, you know, once it multiplies, then I'll spend it on something when I need to. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks,
Bobby. Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for showing up. Bobby, what would you like to share with the people? How did you feel about Bethany? Whatever you want to say.
Well, obviously, Bethany's my firstborn granddaughter, my firstborn grandchild. So I'm so glad that she has taken this under her wing and wants to do this. It's kind of a legacy that I've always wanted to leave for all of them. And I think all of them will follow through at different stages in their lives. And I want to tell her now, I would love to go to a bank at some point in time when she feels like she's able to leave her children for a week or so, half a week. I would love to go with her, whether I'm still involved in Better Investing or not, because I'm getting up to the age where that just might not happen that much longer. But I know Bink will always be around, and she's young, and I'll always go with her if I can. So I just want her to know that. And I would encourage everyone to go to your Better Investing website, log on, whether you're a member or not, and you'll see information about the local chapter. And that's how you can actually reach me. When you go to that page, you'll see my credentials there on how to reach me as a chapter. And I can help you individually or in an investment club, whatever help you might need. I appreciate the opportunity I always say Better Investing. like I say, my pastor gave me a reprieve for missing tonight, but because I go to church on Wednesdays as well as Sundays. And but I preach Better Investing as well as sharing my faith. And I've stated that in the magazine. I've written several articles in the magazine, and I always just want to honor and glorify the Lord and to make my family proud of me. And to and they all know, I've already told them, they all know that they're going to get a part of this. whether they've earned it or not. And if they learn how to invest, then they'll know where I came from. They'll know what I had to sacrifice, putting money aside for them. And I hope that that knowledge of how to do it will rub off on them, and they can share the same thing with their kids as well, just like Bethany has done with Logan. And I know that she'll do with this little one coming along. So I appreciate the support too.
Thanks. Well, we're so happy to have you as a Better Investing member, as a Better Investing volunteer, as a chapter director, as the president of the Bible board. That's why I started this show by just saying I'm so honored to be interviewing you, Bobby, because you really have a big heart and a spirit of service. And I think everybody that has come across you or come across your path has experienced what I've experienced. Mm. And that's why it was just such a joy to have you on, because your story is inspiring. You know, you started middle age.
Late. Yeah. Wish, like Bethany said, I wish I would have done it earlier.
And the way you stuck with it, and the way that you teach, and the way that you share, and the way that you're investing in all of us, starting at home with mm-hmm. your grandkids, your great grandkids, and then even me and my friends and new people that are coming in. I mean, I don't think people realize the quality of volunteers and the type of spirit that we have as Better Investing volunteers.
Yes.
Or else they would not wait so late to join them. But we will be there for them. So.
Yeah, and it's just not me. All the volunteers at Better Investing or that are involved in chapters or with investment clubs are willing to share. It's just not me. We all do it in different ways. And we just need to grab a hold of that friend, that person, and just tap them on the shoulder and say, help me out. Or, you know, it's not me. It's every person on this call. They can do the same thing.
It is. And that is why we are doing My Investment Story. That's why we're spreading the word. That's why, just like you showed people, we're teaching people how to contact us, how to get involved with the chapter, because there is so much support all throughout Better Investing. And we want people to not be alone in this journey, to feel supported, and to bring their families along. Mm-hmm. Because everybody right now is talking about building generational wealth. But we, as Better Investing members and volunteers, really have a track record of doing that, not just for individuals, not just for investment clubs, but for families and consequently for communities as a whole.
A 70-year track record, 70
yes.
years plus.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
And
thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
Thank you, Bethany. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Miss Ann. Okay. Well, thank you again, everybody, for joining us. Again, check out betterinvesting.org. Call us at 877-275-6242. And we look forward to hosting you again as you listen in next Wednesday, 7 p.m., hashtag My Investing Story.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
See everybody at Bink. We put the chat, we put the link in the chat already. So thank you. All right, good night.
Goodbye.